The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
What's up, Ducks fans? Thanks for tuning in to another epi of Eat 'Em Up. And we got a lot to get to today. And I'm looking forward to every last bit of it. And we got Cutter Gauthier. Yes, the GOAT. The GOAT is in. He's been at practice and just going inside out, just doing what he did in college. Those huge numbers, and I just look so forward to seeing him in that Ducks uni and doing what Sam Colangelo has been doing, and that is just hopping right in and making an instant impact. So, look, good on Sam for doing just that. Really look forward to seeing Cutter and what he has to bring to this Ducks squad. Freeway faceoff. Let's get right into it. We're going to start with the Tuesday game. And look, your Ducks beat the bad guys 3-1. It was a game in which pretty much the last 50 minutes, the Ducks were just the better hockey club. They wanted it more. They were hungrier. Let's get right into it for the Ducks. Z came out with a goal, and he's doing that stick twirl right when he tucks it, and it's just instantaneous. It's shelf stick twirl, and he sells with the boys, and he's having so much fun right now. Yeah, we all want to be winning, but he's making quite the impact. He has ever since he's gone back into the lineup. He's just a guy who, in my opinion, he should be at maybe even 3 points a game. That's how many plays he's making, shift in and shift out, and it's just about guys rewarding him for the plays and the great passes and the great facilitation that he's done, shift in and shift out. And once guys start really bearing down on those high danger scoring opportunities, I think, of course, everyone's going to get rewarded, but Cutter Gauthier, he's going to be in. So it adds another shooter, which is so important. And I just really look forward to this last game coming up against the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas. Will be a fun one. But going back to the Tuesday win against the Kings, Z, he had 19:03 of ice time. That's a lot. That's a lot. Being depended on that much, it shows how much he's been a factor. Two shots, one takeaway. How about Killer? 18:41 of total on ice. He tucked. He also had six shots on goal, one hit. Really doing good things all in all three zones, all over the ice. Frank Vetrano, he had a tuck too. Plus three for Frankie V. 21:47 of ice, five shots on goal, three hits. That's what I love about Frankie V. And I mentioned it on air that his block shot capability and his ability to get in shooting lanes is unbelievable. His backup game continues to shine, and he just, with the three hits, he keeps getting it done. For the Kings in that game, really, I mean, Akil Thomas, he tucked earlier. It was a great play by Trevor Lewis. He was on the far side, and he just patiently outweighed Lukáš, and Lukáš had a great game. The dose wall, he showed up as he always does. But Trevor Lewis, great patience, just tucked it right behind after sliding it right through, and I think it deflected, but Akil Thomas was right there to put it home, and only 10:12 of ice time. Four shots on goal. That's making an impact right there. Four shots on goal and 10:12 of ice time. He also had a hit, takeaway, one block shot. So, look, I just feel like there was so many guys in that game just buzzing and going. And that's what just in a simplified way what it takes to win. Everyone's got to be going. And certainly in that Tuesday win there, 3-1 for your Ducks, everyone was going. How about that Saturday tilt at Crypto? Z, once again, getting it done. Had a little snipe stick twirl, sell it with the boys. Came out the goal, 20-28 out of total on ice, 5 shots on goal. And he's back to just shoot first mentality. That's making Leo Carlson just this last stretch play so effective and consistent, is not passing up those grade A opportunities to score. Olin Zellweger, he had an assist. He was all over the ice, as he always is. So active, 22-39 of ice. So that was one of the totals as far as on ice for Olin that is amongst the tops of the season. Heavily relied upon there. 2 shots on goal for him. 2 block shots, getting it done, bringing that backup game. However, the Kings, Victor Arvidsson, he was all over the ice. He's a playoff guy. He moves his feet constantly. He attacks. There was one, he just quick cut back, brought it to the net on the near side, and got a quality shot off. And he's just the guy, and Winnipeg's got a lot of those guys that can just buzz around. Good skaters, play gritty, hungry in the corners. That's Victor Arvidsson for you. 18-39 for him. Total on ice, 5 shots on goal, 1 hit. Only came out with assist, but hey, it was on the board, and he was buzzing. Pure Luc Dubois, best game I've seen him. He tucked backhand short side, shelf, and nice patience. 3 shots on goal. He had 1 hit, 1 takeaway. How about this? 8-2 in the faceoff circle, 80%. He's a guy coming in the year that so-so on draws, so-so. But certainly in this game, he shined. He shined in a lot of areas. It was one of, in my opinion, his most put together game from not just playing one period, not just playing two. He was good for a lot of that game and helped his Kings team. 3-1 was the victory there. That was tough because it was close. It was right in the Ducks' wheelhouse there, and just a couple just failed opportunities to tuck. Nice plays. Had to bear down at certain times. So let's get into a little voicemails as far as this freeway faceoff. So Steph, why don't you play that one?
Hey, Hammer. It's Plague, play-by-plager. I'll give you my thoughts on both Ducks-Kings games. Game 1, Ducks showed up in a big way. We run SoCal after that game. You know what? It was unbelievable. Trevor Zegras, he's back. Goals in both three-way series games. When the game means more, big players show up in big-time games. He is one of those. It's going to be fun to watch for the next set of years to come. Game 2 at Crypto, not a good start. Better finish. And guess who scores? Trevor Zegras. That's right. He gets goals in both games. Young Ducks are flying right now. Cutter Gauthier is joining the Ducks. That guy's going to be a wizard with the puck. It's unbelievable. Emmer, we know how it goes. Go, Ducks, go. We'll talk soon.
Legendary voicemail from Play by Plagues. Thanks for that one. Really couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that was just pretty spot on in all points. So that way, Plagues. Going back to that Tuesday win, 37 shots on goal for the Kings to the Ducks, 27. But 27 is just that mark where that's it's minimum what you got to do, in my opinion, to just come out with these wins. And look at the faceoff circle, heavily in favor of the Kings too, 73.5% to the Ducks, 26.5%. And it just goes to show how many times the Kings started out with possession of the puck, but just the compete level, the ability to get the puck back from the Ducks, that once again happened from really the last 50 minutes. 10 minutes in, pretty much all Kings for the most part. And then just when the Ducks started skating, going into the fire, just they were coughing up pucks, turning pucks over. And that's what led to the dub for the most part. How about the about the discipline? They didn't score on the power play. Kings went 0 for 2, Ducks 0 for 3. But the discipline, only three penalties, staying out of the box. I mean, that's huge. No, they only got in the box twice that game. The Ducks had three chances on the power play. So, once again, discipline. 21 hits for the Kings, 30 for the Ducks. The Ducks continue to just lead in a lot of games in that hit department. And once again, it's the backup game. When the goals aren't coming as easy as you'd liked, the backup game, the hitting, the quality stick on puck, shoulder on shoulder, and that's where it counts. And the Ducks are game in and game out, just trying to do that backup game when it comes to the hits. The block shots, 14. Ducks continue to get in shooting lanes to the Kings, 12. Giveaways, 8 for the Ducks, 6 for the Kings. Takeaways, 5 for the Ducks. And that, once again, lifting sticks, stick on puck. So 5 takeaways for the Ducks and 3 for the Kings. For that Saturday game, a couple of team stats. Hey, your Ducks outshot them. 29 shots to the Kings, 28. Faceoffs still in favor of the Kings, 68.3%. Faceoff win percentage, 31.7% win percentage. And the list goes on. Bottom line, Kings, they just controlled the play more. They're once again good in the faceoff circle, starting with these plays off with the puck a lot of the times. Ducks led in hits, 20 hits to the Kings, 18. Let them block shots, 12 to the Kings, 2. But once again, when the other team has the puck more, it's easy to lead in some of those backup game quarter categories. Steph, why don't you play the text message? I think we got one text, so why don't you read that one?
Kings fans are not the vibe. That's it. That's the cringe.
I agree wholeheartedly. I really do. Look, good job, Ducks fans, showing out on that big Honda Center Tuesday night dub. Silence a lot of that game, which was great. Kings fans leaving early. The Ducks, once again, controlling that last 50 minutes. Not quite the case Saturday. But long story short, I love that message. I could keep going on in circles and just... point blank, Kings fans cringe. Go Ducks, go.
If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide.
And let's move on to a little news and notes from around the National Hockey League. Frank Seravalli, and this was prior to last night's game, he said, with 18 games left, NHL has set an attendance record for a single season in its 106-year history. 22,560,364 for the single season attendance record. How about that? NHL says it's played to 97% capacity in 36 venues, including 32 home arenas, plus T-Mobile Park, MetLife Stadium, Avicii Arena in Stockholm, and Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton. Of course, sites of those outdoor games. And that's saying something. That's saying the game's growing. The game's headed in the right direction. I think social media has played a huge part in that. I mean, the Connor Bedards of the world and, you know, Trevor Zegras, our very own here at Anaheim. I mean, just... the superstar just power that these guys are now having, just a lot of it due to their huge social media presence, their just personality, which is great. It grows the game, and we have many of those here in the National Hockey League, and it's great. And if that keeps getting better, seeing the style, the fashion, walking to the games, getting to know these guys away from the rink, the more help with biz and spitting chiclets and Missing Curfew and a lot of good podcasts out there. It's going to continue to grow, and fans are going to continue to fill these barns here. How about the NHL to buy the Yotes? Sell to Utah ownership for 1.2 boonaroos. The league is going to buy the Coyotes for $1 billion. And the current owner, Alex Morello, is going to have a 5-year window to prove he can put together a new arena, go to the land auction, win it, get shovels in the ground, everything that he has to do to prove he can build a new arena, Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman reported on Saturday headlines. Seems like a whole lot to try to take care of in that 5-year window. So all the best to Alex Morello. We like that crosstown rivalry, right? I mean, if there's a team that could be had in Arizona, it needs to be had, because who doesn't like a little crosstown rivalry? And out of the news, Sharks secure the best odds to draft first OV. Oh boy, the loss assures that the Sharks will have the best chances at the number one pick in the draft in June with 25.5% odds to win the lottery. So, of course, highly sought after Macklin Celebrini, the Hobie Baker Award winner. God, he's young to be doing winning all that hardware, and good for him. Anyone is deserving to win that if they put the effort and the time in and just spend countless hours investing in themselves and their craft. I mean, it's just, you got to love hearing that. For head coach of the San Jose Sharks, David Quinn, it's hard as a coach to think about that, but obviously there's a special player available and hopefully you get a chance to draft him. How about this? Our very own Ducks Inc., the GOAT, the young GOAT, Cutter Gauthier, to an entry-level deal starting this season. 3-year entry level. Beginning now, Gauthier, he was a terror for that Boston College team. 38 tucks, most by NCAA players since 99-2000. How about that? That's been a long time, and I heard he's just got the best shot. One of the best young shots. Just throughout anybody's National Hockey League pipeline. I mean, he's highly regarded. He's one of the reasons why the Ducks have been recently ranked among the best as far as prospect pool. And now he's here, and he's been razzling dazzling in practice. And boy, I look forward to it. 20-year-old winger is he's ready to go. Go over the 3 starts of the week. Last week, of course, 3rd star, Nazem Kadri. We don't want to talk about that game. Flames visiting our Ducks. It wasn't pretty, so we're not going to talk about it. Kadri paced the NHL with 4 tucks, 4 appies, 8 points in 4 games. Is that good? I certainly think so. 2nd star, Roman Josi. He's been a huge reason why this Predators team is just, they've been lights out last few months here. And I mean, when you have a D that has that kind of production, it does wonders for your club. Josi led to defenseman and plays 4th in NHL, 2 tucks, 5 appies, 7 points in 3 games. How about this? Predators, 47-29-5, 99 points, went 2-0-1 to secure their 16th playoff berth. Past 20 seasons. First star, he continues to get it done. Austin Matthews. It's just scary. Matthews, he's one goal shy of 15th 70 goal season in NHL history. Just shows you how hard it is, how little has been done for it since 92-93. 5 goals, 4 games, 5-2, 7. And the Maple Leafs, I mean, they continue to just get it done. 2-1-1 week, and they secure the number 3 seed in the Atlantic Division. And Matthew scored in all 4 of his appearances, and he continues to just dominate. And eight game goal streak all the way back to March 30th. I mean, he just continues to get it done. That's your 3 stars last week. Some other news, Panthers, they're locking up Zito. Yeah, Bill Zito is their general manager, and he's now also going to become the president of hockey operations. How about that? So just a ton on his plate. And I tell you what, ever since he's been with the Florida Panthers organization, by coming over from the Columbus Blue Jackets, he has been, I mean, he's produced competitive team after competitive team, making it to the Cup Finals last season, and their team is feisty. We'll get into playoffs where teams stand here in a second, but he's a huge reason why that Panthers organization is at where they're at. So kudos to him. You know, we don't feel the need to bash Eastern Conference team. There's no, you know, whatever. Western Conference, we sometimes had a field day, but hey, good on the Panthers for their recent success, and for Bill Zito as well. Rangers win the President's Trophy, and with the 4-0 victory over the Ottawa Senators. Look, they're a good team. They're a good team. They're going to create some havoc. And once again, we'll talk about the playoff predictions as we stand. If playoffs were to begin tonight, the Rangers, 114 points, are the most in franchise history. And they're just a solid team. McDavid becomes the 4th player ever with 100 assists season. How about that? First in 33 years. And it's this happened in Monday's 9-2 win. He's always all over the ice, and the rate at which he make plays is unbelievable. And each and every time our Ducks team has faced the Oilers, he's been just such a big factor for his squad. And that's just a lot of assists, just a lot of assists. Buffalo Sabres fired head coach Don Granato. This was yesterday, and hey, this is big news coming out of Buffalo, and Buffalo is not where they want to be at, of course, at the moment. Figured that they were going to turn the corner a little bit quicker, be a playoff team. Certainly not the case. And so, yeah, there's a change there. Coaching to be determined as far as head coach here soon. Macklin Celebrini topped the NHL Central Scouting's final rankings on Tuesday, and he maintains the number 1 spot among North American skaters. It's truly impressive how he is able to thrive in every environment he plays, possessing that rare ability with his skills and passion to face every challenge head on and generate results all while making himself a better player, Vice President of NHL Central Scouting Dan Marr said recently. How about this? After 19 years as the Boston Bruins play-by-play broadcaster on NESN, Jack Edwards is announcing he's retired after this season. He's had a long run there. I'm going to save my feelings. No need to dive into it. You can make your own opinions on how you feel about Jack, how he's been doing. And look, this is everyone has their time, and see who they move on with before after the season. I look forward to that announcement. What about the Caps? And I think people just were, I mean, the Instagram GMs and the comment GMs just were out and about criticizing Torts. Poland, they had to win in regulation. He didn't know that the game was transpiring as it was, and he did the right thing, and everyone gave him flack Ovi was a little harsh in my opinion too, with what he said. But who am I? Who am I to judge that? You know, Ovi said thanks, Philly. Just towards coaching, just how we knew he felt best to coach in that particular situation. And I thought he got unfair flack for that. So Torts on this one, I'm on your side. Let's move on. NHL playoffs. The picture, if the playoffs were to happen starting tonight, how about the Panthers? Panthers Lightning, if you want my prediction. I'm not going to get into in how many games, when. I'm just going to go down the list. Panthers Lightning, Panthers. They're just more from goalie on out. How about Stolarz? How about the way he's been playing? But goalie on out, for me, they're just the more playoff team. Tkachuk, as long as you have Tkachuk, look, it's he's so hard to play against. He showed it last year. It was such a difference maker for that Panthers team, and one of the reasons why they went so far. Bruins, Maple Leafs. I'm going Bruins. Once again, they got two really good goalies. Leafs, as high octane offensively as they are. The goalies recently, it hasn't been good enough. I thought Martin Jones just early on. I maybe not paying close attention to Eastern Conference all the time, but the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, Martin Jones had good numbers when we played them. He played great. And I don't know that dynamic well enough to comment, but as far as I know, why not Martin Jones? I don't know. Once again, who am I? So Bruins over the Leafs, Hurricanes, Islanders. Freddie's just playing so good. So I just, Hurricanes. Come back to me in the second round. I'm not sure about Hurricanes second round on ever, but maybe this is the year. They get over the hump. Rangers. Capitals got that veteran leadership that they've done, and a lot of those guys were on that Stanley Cup team. I'm still picking Rangers just because they're the President's Trophy runners, and they're that lethal, and their power play is gross. Canucks, Predators. This is tough because, you know, you go down all these matchups, and it's just tough. It's like Predators, I mean, they could very much take out the or very well take out the Canucks. And I mean, a lot of the, you know, you just Oilers, Golden Knights. I mean, not all of these seem like Panthers, Lightning. I mean, all these just seem so close. It could go either way in any series. But it still go Canucks over the Preds. They just, you got Demko, you know, I know Millsy wants it. So I would choose the Canucks. Jets, Avalanche. I would go Jets just because I pick them to have the biggest drop off in points this season. They have just shut me right up in that category. So I got to hop back on the Jets bandwagon. And yeah, it's a tough building to play in. The all white everywhere in that building. Place gets loud. It's a tough barn, but Hellebuyck. On out, once again, goalies on out is huge to have every area solidified, especially coming to playoff time. I mean, the best teams are oftentimes the most complete goalie on out, and that's why the Jets are scary. Addition of course, Toffoli, Monahan. I mean, it's just it can only help. Oilers, I got them over the Golden Knights. Stars, they're built heavy. They're built for speed, and that combination of their size and their speed is scary. I'd have them course over the bad guys, the Kings, and that's it. So look, the Ducks final game, we're departing Santa Ana here in not too long, and I look so forward to it. You got Cutter Gauthier, he's ripping around in practice. And it just, it adds to the youthful stokeness. Is that a word? Stokeness? Like it's going to be so fun to watch what Olin Zellweger's brought. We're going to get even more of that. That youthful energy is so needed right now. Hopefully we come out with the 2 points, couple tucks from the young goat Cutter Gauthier. I look so forward to it. Thanks for tuning in to yet another epi of Eat 'Em Up. See you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.